أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have now reached to the 20th day of the blessed month of Ramadan, and the time is now very close to coming towards the end of the blessed month. And so hopefully we've all been making a change within our lives, hoping to get the pleasure of Allah, to gain the divine blessings and forgiveness and pardon of Allah, and to get proximity to Allah in the spiritual understanding of that word. Today, in the tradition that we want to reflect upon from the noble messenger of Allah, he has further guidance for us on the recitation of this beautiful book and some of the outcomes which we are able to develop through the recitation of the words of Allah, and also a reward. You know, and all of us are always looking for rewards and benefits and perks for everything that we do. So let us see in this tradition what kind of a perk the Creator is giving to us for every recitation of this book that he has given to us for guidance. And the Messenger of Allah shares with us the following beautiful piece of guidance and information, and he states, "Surely this Quran is the rope of Allah, and a manifest light, nur, and a beneficial cure. Therefore, busy yourselves with the recitation of it, for Allah, the Mighty and Glorious, grants the reward of 10 good deeds to you for each and every letter which is recited." The beautiful words of the Prophet are something which should give us hope and a desire to read the Quran more and more. He compares it to the rope of Allah, this extension that has come from Allah to humanity, a rope which, if we hang on to with the Ahlul Bayt, with their help and their support, can guide us back to Allah. It can guide us to His teachings, what He expects from us as believers. And just as, you know, in our world, if somebody, let's say, is drowning in a swimming pool, we throw them a rope. We throw them something that they can latch onto, that we can pull them up to safety. And so the Quran is there as a rope for us, that we should latch onto it, and we should be pulled to the safety, to the shores of safety and security and mercy and forgiveness of Allah. The Messenger also says it is a manifest light, it is a nur, it is a divine light from Allah. And this is a light which, hopefully, if we can experience, will give us light, that we can, you know, emanate and radiate light from Allah. And he also calls it a beneficial cure, as the Quran itself says that this Quran is a shifa, it is a cure for what is within the hearts of the human being. Many of us have physical, or rather spiritual, vices that we are plagued with within our heart. And the cure for all of the spiritual vices of bigotry, of discrimination, of hatred for other people, of many of the things that we might find within ourselves, is the Quran. Not just reciting again the Quran, but to read and reflect and try to make a change within our lives by reading the verses of Allah in the area of Islamic ethics and morality, and what Allah has to share in this regards to us. The Prophet concludes his beautiful tradition by telling us and reminding us to busy ourselves with the recitation of the Book of Allah, and he gives us that benefit that we can gain, that reward, that perk that we're all seeking in many aspects of our lives. And he tells us that for every letter which is recited, there are 10 rewards given to us as believers. Now, if we were to combine this with the other traditions which tell us that in the month of Ramadan, one verse recited is equivalent to the entire Quran, and if we were to add this tradition that every letter contains 10 reward, we can see that the blessings of Allah are, you know, astronomically, you know, huge. You're humongous. The count, we can't even count, you know, at that level. It would probably take us, you know, a generation to figure out and to understand what benefit there is that is within the recitation of the Quran. But the Prophet gives us a number of 10, and it might mean 10 in the numerical sense, it might mean 10 in a figurative sense. Maybe the blessings are so pronounced and there that we can't even imagine it. But he gave us just a number of 10 for us to be able to count and enumerate what kind of a blessing we would receive. Otherwise, only Allah knows the true benefit of recitation of the Quran. But definitely, as we continue in this blessed month of Ramadan, the month of proximity to Allah, the month of recitation of the Quran, let us again develop a habit of reciting the Quran. Let us hang on to this rope of Allah that He has stretched out for us. Let us benefit from the light of the Quran. Let us seek to have cure for all of our spiritual ailments through the verses of the Quran and become better believers and better practitioners of the faith of Islam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.